Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
You know, one of the cool things about being able to just to share the love of God and being out there ministering to people that have great need is to be able to put yourself out there. It's not always easy to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not always easy to embrace an openness to go out. But you know what? As believers, guys, God's called us to go into the harvest fields. Right. He's called us to go and get out of our comfort zone and introduce ourselves to people that maybe are strangers to us, but to share with them the love of God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
This is what we're called. And you know, God gave me a word, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks ago on vulnerability. I shared it with someone, and as I kept thinking about it, praying about that, the word, it just became to just open up even more.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to get back to a place of being vulnerable.
You're right.
You know, we got to get to the place of being open and not closed off. When you think about the word of being vulnerable, it just means like weak. It means open, mm-hmm. exposed, mm-hmm. liable. I mean, we certainly don't want to be vulnerable when it comes to the enemy, you know,
right.
and the father of lies. But we do want to be vulnerable when it comes to ministry and talking to other people. I mean, can you relate with that? Because it seems like,
Definitely.
You know, it seems like there's a temptation for many to be closed off,
mm-hmm.
to be guarded, and I'm just not going to put myself out there.
Right. Right.
But is that really conducive to right. sharing the love of God?
No. It's all about self.
Right.
It's all about self-preservation.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't want to look foolish. You don't want to be inconvenienced,
mm-hmm.
or you know, whatever the case may be. You just don't want to look dumb,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And I struggled with that early on. You know, when
sure.
I came out fresh out of the world, I mean, that was my mentality. It was like, you can come this far, but no further.
Yeah,
and I had huge walls, you know, of insecurities, and you
sure.
know, and we all struggle with that at times. But
sure,
it was major, you know. And thank God I've come through a lot of that. But yeah,
yeah. yeah. And you think about it, I mean, lack of vulnerability, you think about even a marriage relationship. I mean, how intimacy, how close can you get with someone
mm-hmm.
if they're always keeping you at an arm's length away?
You can't.
And it just can't.
You can't.
You can't receive love and you can't give love.
All right.
And so oftentimes, go ahead.
No, I'm saying it just can't happen.
Yeah, and oftentimes we're just protecting ourselves
mm-hmm.
from being hurt. Or, you know, being misunderstood. But that's what vulnerable means. It means to be susceptible to physical or emotional injury, to be liable, to, you know, to be exposed
mm-hmm.
out on a limb.
Yeah. Ooh, that's dangerous.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous. But it's so good because when we step out like that, that's where the miracles are at. I mean, think about it. You know, look at Jesus' example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus ministered in, you know, he was fully God and fully man, but he didn't minister in his deity. He didn't minister in all the Godhead that was available to him.
Mm-hmm.
He walked this life as a man empowered by God, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And he mm-hmm. didn't minister out of the strength that was available to him. He ministered out of just
the weakness.
Connectivity with God.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so, so, so important. Even how, I mean, look what Paul says. Look what Paul says. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19 through 22, but I'm talking more about verse 22 here. It says, to the weak I became weak to win the weak,
mm-hmm.
and I have become all things to all men, mm-hmm. so that by all possible means I might save some.
Mm.
You know, Paul said, listen, I'm going to be all things to all men, and I'm going to allow myself to be weak. Why? Because I want to be about the kingdom. I want mm-hmm. to be advanced the kingdom of God. I want people to come to know Jesus.
Right. Exactly right. And he also says early on in 1 Corinthians, and where he talks about, he says, he didn't come to just to baptize you. Mm. He says, but I came to preach the good news, and not with clever speech, not with, he says, I came in with fear. Oh, no, let me back up. I'm sorry. He says, I didn't come to you to baptize, but to preach the good news, and not with clever speech, for fear that the cross of Christ would lose its power.
Mm.
It wasn't about all the fancy dialogue, all the fancy, you know, all the eloquent words and, you know, trying to impress somebody. It was all about, because he didn't want to mess up the word. He didn't want to mess up the message, which is to keep it simple. It's all about Christ and him crucified.
That's right.
Not about nothing else.
That's right. And amazing, we get to the point where sometimes we get so educated and so full of information that, you know, there's two sides to this. You know, either someone gets attacked and they want to gather all the information in the world, all the scriptures in the world before they tell anyone about Jesus, or they become so fearful that they become paralyzed that they can't even open their mouths.
Right.
And there's that tension between that. I'm just going to be vulnerable. I don't have to have all the answers. I don't have to know the entire Bible before I tell someone about Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be concerned about looking dumb or weird or strange or not looking to protect my reputation or what they think about me at work or what they think about me at, you know, my friends. I'm just going to expose myself and I'm going to stay in that kind of little bit of unknown territory, if you will.
Right.
And I'm just going to trust God to fill my mouth. I'm going to trust God that when I speak on his behalf, he's going to give me the words. He's going to give me the words and what to say that will touch men's hearts. I'm going to be vulnerable. When you look at how Jesus sent the disciples out to minister, this is in Luke 10, and he says, after this he appointed, Luke 10 verse 1, says, after this the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them out two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. And he told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or a bag or sandals. Do not greet anyone on the road.
Right.
It's like, Jesus, are you sure about this? I don't need money for a bus ride back. I mean, don't I need a stick just in case something happens here at night?
Right,
how about
a
flashlight?
I'm going to be very vulnerable.
Exactly. I'm going to be pretty exposed.
Think about it. Yeah. Good.
And he sent them out. Why? Because when we're vulnerable, we're in that place of we embrace that weakness, then God can be made strong. Then we can fully trust and rely on God and not rely on ourselves.
Right. That's a perfect picture of humility when you're totally dependent on him.
Yeah.
You know, you have no other choice but to call out to him.
Yeah. Yeah. And we need a dependency factor. I mean, this is what God's called us to. God's not called us to minister to people and love on people. You know, God loves you.
Yeah.
Someone tried to tell you about God is like, I know you're saying the words, but it just doesn't feel right.
I'm not feeling it right now.
I'm just not. I know this is scriptural, right? John 3:16. You know, but I'm just not, and it's nearly impossible. It's nearly impossible to be able to convey the love of God.
Right.
Closed up.
Right, right.
Totally, totally impossible. So you want to be in a place where the place where miracles are at, you know, the place of miracles at, you can't be thrown into the lion's den, right?
Yeah.
And see, the lions get lockjawed unless you're actually thrown in that situation. And I think that sometimes the temptation is to avoid any situation, any place is going to allow us to be vulnerable, not to keep our guard, down or any place that we can be hurt. And it's like, listen, we got to trust God. We've got to trust God. I mean, Zechariah 4:6 says that it's not by power or by might, but it's by God's spirit. We're not going to be able to do this thing in the flesh. We're not going to be able to do these things because we've studied up or you Googled up.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's
you're
right.
You're not going to be able to minister the love of God because, you know, I don't got a seminary degree and I'm just, you know, I am just so full of the word. And it's like, come on. Come on. you know, be vulnerable. Share your testimony. Share who you used to be. Mm-hmm. You know, share. Have we forgotten what God saved us from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember coming to God and seeing all these perfect people. I never thought, I'm thinking, man, what am I doing up in here?
That's right.
I'm like, these people are so polished. They're so perfect. I mean, mm-hmm. they never did anything that I. And you know, we got to be careful that we're not coming across to others that we've got it all figured out. You know, if we're trying to hide our limp. You know, D.D. Jakes says, I don't trust a man that doesn't limp. Do you have a limp? Do you know who you used to be? And we can't forget that. Oftentimes, right. I think too, the people run away from their testimony.
Right. Well, think about it. Look at what it says also in Corinthians. It says, brothers, think of you what you were before you were called.
Mm.
The condition you were in.
Right. Yeah.
Because obviously you forgot. Let me remind you.
Yeah.
Think about it. He says, not many of you were wise by human standards.
Yeah.
Not many were influential. Not many of noble birth, but God.
Mm.
But God. God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. He chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
Mm.
He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are. So wow. that, this is the reason, that no man may boast before him.
Wow.
Think about it. We forgot.
We forgot.
We forgot.
He doesn't want to share. I mean, God does not share his glory, man.
No one.
With no one.
He says, therefore, as it is written, let no man boast, but boast in the Lord.
Wow. What do you have? What do we have that wasn't given to us by God? Hello? You know what I mean?
Hello.
And it's like, let's embrace that period of vulnerability. It doesn't seem comfortable in the beginning, but truly, God is there every time. I mean, every time you step out, God is there. But you're not going to experience like, well, why don't we experience miracles? And what? Because you're not even stepping out. You're so guarded and closed off. And just, you got all these bars around you. It's like the Bible says, you know, he who shows himself friendly has friends. I don't have any friends. Do you say hello? You know what I'm saying? Do you talk to people? Do you see that look right there, that constant frown? See, that is not conducive to meeting friends.
All right, that's not going to work.
That is not going to work. You know, if you want to have friends, you got to show yourself
friendly.
You've got to open up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to see miracles in your life, if you want, you got to put yourself out there and trust in God. I mean, that's the greatest place to put yourself in, you know, in that type of a place. I remember what in my abiding time, a word that the Lord really encouraged me. He says, listen, you're not going to live by bread alone.
Mm-hmm.
By every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Let me tell you something. We can't go back to what, you know, oh, this worked before in the past or that worked before.
Mm-hmm.
We got to live in the place of totally trusting God and totally be dependent upon him and what he says at this moment, at this turn, at this juncture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, David, just because you use a slingshot to kill Goliath 5 years ago, it's not going to work today.
Right. You know,
God's doing a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't run to the things that God used to use all the time.
That's right.
Just because he used a slingshot before doesn't mean you're gonna do it again.
That's right.
You know, so vulnerability is a place that we just need to cry out to God for, and a place that we need to be if we're gonna be effective harvesters in his kingdom, if we're gonna be effective in sharing the gospel.
That's
because
right.
if we're not willing to expose ourselves, if we're not willing to be humble and share people what God's done in our own life.
Mm-hmm.
Our testimony is not something that we should run away from.
Right.
It's something that we should be excited to share about.
Right.
This is who I was before.
Mm-hmm.
This is who I am after. And what happened with the before and after? Well, I met King Jesus.
That's right.
And he took my life, took my mess and made it my message.
That's right.
You know, and I didn't run away from what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm willing to tell everyone, look,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a person with an experience is a person with an argument is always at the mercy of someone with an experience. It's like, listen, dude, great argument, but I was blind, you know, and now I see. I was lying in my pool of blood and God said, live.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care who knows. I'm going to share it with the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
So let's continue to pray. I'll pray for you, pray for me, we'll pray for
Amen.
all, we'll all pray for each other.
Amen.
Well, let's embrace lower still and be at a place of total humility, dependency, and vulnerability so that God can continue to get all the glory in our life.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Do public schools have to accommodate the religious views of a student? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Friends of mine have taken their elementary school child out of school for 4 days to a Bible conference they go to. They do this about twice a year, sometimes just once. Well, a new principal has come into their school who refused to excuse it. However, the principal who just retired did excuse her last year. And so they just don't know how to proceed or if the school has to excuse the child.
Well, I think the answer is they have to accommodate the sincerely held religious beliefs of the parents with respect to the child. They must accommodate them, and we'd be happy to talk with the school administration and clarify this, but it sounds like a lot of confusion since they're letting one group go ahead and do it and the other they're not. There may just be some real confusion here, and we'll be happy to help. But again, the school's obligation legally is to accommodate the parents' sincerely held religious beliefs.
Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
I love VFN Radio. You know, when I'm I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an something or an something, and put it on your desk at work and, you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it, 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world, you can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment, And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices, and podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker on the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so that you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? I mean, really mean it. You know, not, they aren't faking it. It's just like, what?
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
What we're going to talk about, it ain't over until God says it's over. Oftentimes, people are willing to throw in the towel. They're facing so many circumstances and so many things around the world, and you come to a point where you can be so depressed, so dejected, rejected, hurt, that you're so tempted to say, why am I doing this anymore? Why? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? And you just come to a point where even the strongest are saying, I'm just going to give up. I'm just going to give up. I've been holding, 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 fighting, fighting, standing, 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 and it's not making a difference. And now you're allowing the circumstance, you're allowing the naysayers, you're allowing those that have attacked you to get so in your mind that you're about to give up. I want to encourage you today. We want to encourage you to say, listen, it's not over. It ain't over until God says it's over. I want you to listen to this segment. Be encouraged. And we'll talk more about it here in a minute.
It's just hard to explain quite often that God has so much to say about what's going on, and there's so many encouraging words. You know, I got a chance to minister just yesterday talking about it ain't over till God says it's over. And God is a God this is how he always works. He waits until it looks like it's over when Adam and Eve ate the apple in the garden. I mean, it's got to be over. What are you doing? I'm hiding from God right now. I have apple dripping from my face.
Applesauce.
Yeah, applesauce. I got apple skin in my teeth. And it's not apple, but we're just using it as an analogy. I'm sure Apple's a good company. And and then, you know, in their digestive tract, you know, in their stomachs, is laying the sin of their choices. And you hear his boom, boom. Boom. I mean, this God walking through the garden, you know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, Adam looks at Eve and goes, what did you do? You know, and she said, you ate it too.
Don't you love when God asks the question, where are you?
Yeah. And then so here he comes, you know, God's getting closer and closer. You know, Adam and Eve are going, it's over. We had all this beautiful house that he gave us. We had this wonderful job. We had this great nation that he gave us. We had this wonderful family, all these different things. And now we chose to do what he told us not to do. And he's getting closer. And think about it, right?
Yeah.
That's right. You know, and you think about it. He told us not to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we did it, and he's getting closer. And all of a sudden, we just start looking for places, right?
That's right.
Places to hide. Ah, I got to get a second job. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll move out of town. Well, Google's proven don't matter where you move nowadays.
No, they'll find you.
You know, I get my car in a hurry so the cameras can't catch me too much. But I do have my phone with me so they know where my dot is. That's what I can say. I can say I was not there. Go check my dot.
Yeah,
my beacon was there when I saw I ran anyway. So, which I'd love to tell that story sometime. But the I mean, you know, that anxiety that they must have felt, you know, it looked like it was over. And right. You maybe listen to us this morning, you know, you're thinking the very same thing. I hear you are like, oh my goodness, I was deceived. You know, I was deceived as a father, as a mother, as a family, as a person, a believer, and I was blinded by my own lust for more and things and stuff and money and whatever it was, and I bit the forbidden fruit. I bit it. When you hang your head in shame and you're thinking, no, don't invite the minister over right now.
Yeah.
your wife says, let me just call the pastor. No,
not today.
Not right now. Or the husband says to the wife, let's just go to counseling. I will not. Or the children, you know. I mean, the whole thing is, just think about it. And so, but then God shows up when it looks like it's totally over. And he provides a way out. A lot of people say, you know, God threw him out of the garden. No, he didn't. He didn't throw him out of the garden. He prevented them from reaching up and eating from the tree of life and living forever in an eternal fallen state. If they would have ate from the tree of life, they would have lived forever in a fallen state. So he ushered them out. He killed an animal. There was a sacrificial animal. He used the skin of the animal to cover them. So the sacrifice of the animal, the blood covered their sin, but it didn't forgive their sin. But he made a way. I mean, he made a way. And I want to encourage you right now, because you're looking at things in society. I mean, what the enemy is trying to do continually is to get you to lock in to the lie that says it's over.
That's right.
You know, and it's not over until God says it's over. But by the way, when God says it's over, it's over. Ask Eli. You remember Eli?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Eli, I'll never forget that. As a new believer, I was reading about the priest Eli, who was chosen by God. And he was, Samuel was being raised up, a prophet of God was being raised up. And this is why Eli's don't like Samuels. You know, and he's being raised up in the house of God and the temple of God, where the priests were ministering there.
and he sleep by the he would sleep by the ark. I mean, he would sleep right there by the presence of God. I mean, he was so, you know, in tune with God. Not Eli, but Samuel did. And all of a sudden, this man who was into sin, this man who refused to do things God's way anymore, this the man that didn't deal with the priests that was going on, the things that was happening, he just let it continue to happen. That would just sent the ark out for whatever reason, sent the presence of God out for whatever reason. He still knew how to hear from the voice of God. He remembered what it was like hear from the voice of God. And so Samuel comes to him and says, because Samuel hears his name, and he goes, what do you need? You know, I was sleeping by God's presence. Do you need me really? You know? And he goes, well, that wasn't me, you know. And he comes back, he goes asleep again, and again he hears his name, and he goes back to Eli, and then Eli says, that's God.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting that those who no longer hear from God can let you know what it was like when they did? You'd think they'd go back and say, you know, I want to hear from him too. Let's just go with God together. Right. But there's a reason why he didn't, because he said, well, go listen to him, find out what he's saying, and come back. It's a dangerous thing for Eli to say.
Yeah, right.
This is what you say. Let's pray fast, check ourselves, see if we're in the faith, you know, get back in God's word again, abide with him. Let's pray. And then, I mean, even Ahab knew how to do this, right?
Famous last words, my goodness.
Yeah, no, Ahab knew to fast and pray and rip his clothes. And God turned, you know, in the beginning of what Ahab's doing. Right. But Eli said, yeah, he was so familiar with God. Just find out what he wants. You know, I'm sure he wants you to tell the widow lady up the street that she needs a blessing or something like that. I don't know. And so that, and then he goes away and hears from God. When he comes back, he says, well, be it. May God deal with you ever so severely. don't ever say that. May God deal with you ever so severely.
No, you don't want to do that.
And for the King James, may God dealeth with you ever so severely. And he said, okay, I'll tell you. And he said, because you wouldn't deal with your sons, because you wouldn't deal with the priest, because you wouldn't, you just took lightly the things of God. You just shunned me. You just took my business over and made it your own. Mm-hmm. And he says, the priesthood's going to be removed from ever in your life. And, you know, your whole lineage, pain, the sword will never leave your... And it's like, dude, Samuel, come on, dude. Don't you know we've been... You know, and he delivered this word. But this is the thing Eli said, though. It was pretty interesting. You know, before his sons died and before he... fell and broke his neck, he said, well, God said it. Therefore it is. I mean, it was over for Eli.
Right.
But let me tell you, that's a rarity, because Eli could have, before he sent somebody to hear from the voice of the Lord in his own home, he could have checked himself, but he forgot who God was, and he forgot the ways of God, you know, and so... But it's not over until God says it's over.
That's right.
Even when, you know, I'm saying this, I believe, because somebody's listening today, and you're thinking it's over. But if you look back in your history, there's many times you thought it was over. You thought it was over. You thought your relationship was going to come to an end. You thought, you know, you were going to lose a child, or you thought you were going to lose your job, and it would never be over. You would never get a job again, or you were going to, you know, whatever. And it just, you had the enemy just bombarded you with, it's over. It's over. And it's not over till God says it's over.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Mark Downey & Associates is a unique real estate firm that specializes in property management and high-end home sales. The secret to the success of this multi-award winning firm is simple: aggressive marketing and intense passion for serving others. If you're looking for a team of professionals that ensures the total satisfaction of their clients, contact Mark Downey's team today. DME, Digital Media Education. If you have an interest in learning how to create exciting and impactful videos, or how to better understand the technology of recording and producing music, then Digital Media Education is for you. Contact them today. Amazing Automotive, serving all of your automotive needs for over 30 years. Where their motto is, if it flies, floats, or rolls, we can work on it. On the corner of Hollywood and Marietta Boulevard. Come, bring your vehicle in today. For your sewing and sewing machines, contact Sue, the sewing specialist, at All About Sewing, your sewing superstore in Mobile, Alabama. Don't forget to contact her at 251-634-3133. It's All About Sewing with Sue. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know that China, John, is praying in reports I was listening to The Blaze the other day in that television, and that they're praying that we would be humbled, that America would be humbled.
Wow.
Isn't that something? They said that's our only hope. As a matter of fact, listen right now.
Right.
Yeah. Listen to this right now.
We won't only win. We will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Talked to somebody from China, and they said people in China are actually praying for America to be humbled. And I said, thank you very much. And they said they see it over there as the only way the United States will regain its footing is to be seriously humbled. And I have a feeling the humbling is about to begin.
We gained the whole world. We lost our soul. What do we have?
Nothing.
Think about that. We are on the edge of some major happenings taking place in the world right now. And the largest part of the church, believe it or not, it's not America. America's only, the entire population of America is only 5% of the world's population, which leaves 95% of 7 billion people who God loves. And the largest part of the church is in China. And our brothers and sisters in China are praying for us. They're praying for us that we would survive. And the key to survival is humility.
Isn't it so cool? All of our Facebook fans out here and our friends that are just connected and listening all around the world.
Right.
You know, if you haven't yet friended us or liked us, I guess they call it.
Right.
When you choose like on our Facebook, it just keeps all the posts. If there's a post made about what's an upcoming program, a highlight, something, it just shows up, I guess, on your Facebook. Mm. You can go to VFNTV.com and under areas to follow us, and you can just follow through our Facebook right there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure can.
But it's just really cool. We want to say hello and a shout out to all of our Facebook friends that are out there. It's exciting how the message is going out and the feedback that we're getting. And we want to encourage you not only to go to our Facebook and like us, but once you've done that, you know, share some of these highlights. Go to the VFNTV blog and just copy the link of one of those blogs and encourage your fellow brother, your sister, your family member, those people that are in your group of friends that are in your Facebook. So many people need to be encouraged. And now you can go into the wonderful basket of opportunity on VFNTV.com, go to the VFNTV blog, go to the highlights, and just copy something there and just paste it into your Facebook, and they'll get it and be able to listen to it on their phones or whatever. It's just really, really cool. Also, on your application, right there on your Android or your iPhone or your iPad, they're in the menu choice on the VFNTV app. You have our Facebook right there. You can click there, follow through, and like us.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off.
It's so important. Remember, if you're God's, or if you're not God's, but you want God to be your Lord, and that's a perfect time when God's saying it's about to be over for you, that you can make Jesus your Lord. And guess what? It won't be over for you. Right. Life as you knew it may be different, but it's not going to be over for you. I mean, you think about everything. I mean, you look at Abraham and Sarah. Here they were, you know, God said, get thee up and go, and I'll make you a great nation. And they made mistakes, did all those kind of different things, but it just never happened, to the point where their bodies were good as dead. They couldn't have babies no more.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't have babies no more. So it looked like it was over. It looked like, I mean, he just began with Abraham. And there is no child. There is no appropriate. There's no child coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's over. Right. It's got to be over, right?
And no seen way in the natural that it could come.
Yeah, and he tried to make it happen, and we're still dealing with that issue today. When he, you know,
sure are.
His wife said, "I got an idea. You seen the, you know, our housekeeper here? Really? No. Hagar, right?
That's the truth."
And they believe that the housekeeper, their slave, or you know, that that they would have a child if they actually had it sitting in your lap. If Hagar had Abraham's child while Hagar was sitting in the lap of Sarah having the child, then it would be Sarah's child.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm sure Hagar's going, really? That was me screaming. That was me going through that. And then you take my child? That's crazy. But it looks like it's happening today, don't it?
Sarah, yeah. I think there was a little resentment back then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she got so upset that she just took off. And even though it was Sarah and Abraham's mistake or sin, that she just got upset and she took off. And she was in the wilderness and it looked like it was over for her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like it was, I mean, think about it. They used her. They abused her. They tried to take her child. They tried to promote her child. And then when the truth came, you know, they had to release and tell her, listen, everything I told you wasn't right because mm-hmm. I stepped ahead of God and I have to step back. And they're thinking you can just throw away your mistakes. But God's going, no. It's not over for them either, right? Because she's out there in the wilderness and she just went out to die. Matter of fact, It was Sarah's idea in the first place, right. But then Sarah goes, "Send that woman away."
Right.
You know, it's like, don't you cause this? Aren't you the one that was stirring all this problem up here? And now you're telling me? I was like, another story. And so then she's out there in the wilderness. It looks like it's totally over, but God shows up to their mistake, to where, because they're human beings. Mm-hmm. Human beings were hurt in the process and were produced in the process. And he said, listen, he said, I want you to go back, but I want to make your son a great nation. And you think, what's going on? Well, what's going on was when Abraham and Sarah thought it was over, they turned to their own strength. And this is very important right now. During this time, we're seeing great things that looks as projecting and prognosticating that it's over. It's just not over. It's just not over. I mean, think about it. It wasn't over for them, and it's not over for you. It's not over till God says it's over. And you think about, I mean, every single time, I mean, you can go through the entire, but think about David and Saul. David was a chosen man by God. Saul, another chosen man by God, was trying to kill David. I mean, it's got to be over when one minister is trying to kill another, right? I mean,
oh, for sure.
And both of them are chosen by God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that is happening. You have two men who are anointed by God. And the thing that people don't understand was that Saul lost his call.
Mm.
But the anointing was still there until he was no longer there anymore. He was living on yesterday's groceries, you know what I'm saying? But he was. He was still anointed as king. And David understood, don't lay your hands on God's anointed. So he honored him even when he was trying to kill him.
Mm.
You know, you throw a sword at the dinner table, a big spear. You know, pass the ketchup and the spear. You know, I mean, it's got to be over when the king's chunking spears at you.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that he's a chosen man by God to be able to be king. You think about it. But they don't know, but you've been chosen as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what embitters the present day man, is because he knows his days are numbered. Unless he repents. Because Saul could have repented.
Sure.
And then... So David's running for his life. You know, he's running for his life. It's got to be over when you're running for your life. He just tried to play his guitar. He just tried to do what he was told to do. And
killed a couple of giants, you know, giants.
Yeah, killed giants that everybody was hiding from. You know, he was sent out to get 100 Philistines foreskins, and I got like, what, 300, I believe, or something like that, or... That's the Philistines, they know. And where he was sent out to kill thousands, and you know, he would kill 10,000s, and all of a sudden his statistics His Facebook had more likes on it than. Is that so funny? That's true, isn't it? And so he had more likes on his Facebook than Saul had, and Saul began to get jealous because he turned on the radio. Song, and the song was, you know, Saul killed his thousands, but David killed his 10,000s. And it's like David's going, please don't sing that.
Let's
song.
Not bring this up.
You don't understand who I work for. Let's just stay low. Let's stay cool. I mean, it looks like it's over, right? It's like hit the airways, like it's number one on the top 10 songs singing now, and he knows it's got to be over now because he had private issues, but now he's got public issues. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he has to run for his life. He goes and tells her, says, listen, throw some stuff in the bed and make it look like me. Mm. It'd take more stuff to throw the covers for me. That's not him. That's a broom. Anyway, so then, you know, he runs out the window and starts to run for his life. I mean, it's got to be over when you're making like a fake person under your covers and the man who was chosen by God to lead his peoples after you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's got to be over, right?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. I'm encouraging you right now. If you're listening to us, it ain't over until God says it's over.
That's right.
Understand that David, God was working out his will, you know, in the whole situation. You know, what men mean for evil, God means for good. So, and so here's David. He's running. I mean, he's running to a point he finally finds a cave. I mean, not a cheap hotel. At least got some air blowing over you that does smell like an ashtray. I found out why you don't get cheap hotel rooms.
Oh my goodness.
I slept in an ashtray. You know, I didn't sleep. I stayed for about a microsecond. I'm like, oh my goodness. Is this what an ashtray feels like? Anyway, so it's like, do you have one that just has pets in it? You know, anyway. and so he's running for his life. He gets to a cave. And it looks, it's got to be over. I mean, you're in a cave. I'm sure you didn't have cable in or nothing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was out there and he's just like, he's like, oh my goodness. What do I do? What do I do? Dear God. And he starts writing some Psalms. You can see some Psalms. The Psalms like, oh my God, the king is trying to kill me. Dear God, Selah, you know, help me. And, but you are good and you're coming, right? And so he's writing these songs. And then finally somebody shows up to help him. It's broke, busted, left-handed, disgusted, government-hating, you know, people. 300 of them, right? Something like that.
That's right.
They hate it. They hated everything. It's like, no, I don't hate the government. I don't hate what God's established. You're missing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some misfits. And then he's like, it's got to be over now.
Just join me.
Yeah, because David was not those people. No. David was not those people. That is not David's heart. Remember, David was for the king. David's for God. David did everything that God required of him. But now, right, others who are doing things God required, you know, it's like, you're ruining my reputation. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to think I was doing, you know, that kind of thing. And so it looks like it's over at that point, right? I mean, it was already bad enough in the cave, but now you got 300 sweaty, I'm sure they didn't have right guard. Malcontent. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And anyway, so...
I turn left.
I know. Is there ventilation in this cave? And so here, it's got to be over, right? I mean, it's got to be over. It ain't over till God says it's over. I'm talking to you this morning.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Ready? Yes.
You want me to do the same thing?
Yes.
The breakfast table was very interesting in the Hamilton household on 2nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Now back to the story of 2nd Street. Cricket. All right. Oh, what was that?
It wasn't me.
Oh, my goodness. Ready?
Okay.
Chris, isn't abiding, spending time with the Lord, just an awesome thing?
Oh, it definitely is. And, that, you know, abiding is something that's just totally changed my life. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a point in time that I didn't even think that I could hear from God. I didn't know that I could spend time with God and hear from him. And it's just amazing. And I can't tell you how many times that through abiding that
God spoke to me something that morning that I needed that day. There was something that came up that God spoke to me, and to be able to encourage somebody else, or it was to help me through a particular situation that I was, you know, that God knew that I was going to run into that day.
It's like a chain link event where God gives you a rhema word for that, a living, active, breathing word that it blesses you.
Exactly.
But it blesses another person. Yes. Another person. It's living and active. Oh, yeah.
Yes. And it's just, you know, it just continues. It just keeps going and going, you know.
It's exciting, isn't
it? It's very exciting.
We can do this for the rest of our lives.
Yes, the rest of our lives. And it's just, you know, to be able to commune with the creator of the universe.
Awesome.
You know, and he speaks to you, and he speaks to you clearly.
Right.
And he speaks to you the way that you hear.
Right.
You know, because, you know, we don't all hear the same way, but right. But God knows, you know, how to speak to us. And,
right.
And it's just awesome. It's just, it's powerful. You know, it's life-changing.
Yeah. When you abide with the Lord, like he talks about in John 15, you know, apart from abiding in him, we can accomplish nothing. When we do that at the beginning of our day, the day is nothing but amen mm-hmm. instead of oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's already spoken to us about our day. Maybe you're thinking, you know, I want that life. I want to be able to abide with God. Listen. We have a simple plan available for you right now. It's free. All you have to do is go to iabide.org. That's iabide.org and request your free plan today. Listen, you're called. And by the way, you can't do anything outside of abiding with the Lord. That's iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off.
Realize it's not over. The reason why you're hearing so much stuff on the news and the radio, and you need to start listening to VFN Radio, and don't listen to what the world's saying, because the purpose of them being held captive and their tongues to speak into your life is to get you to convince it's over, so you'll lock your faith into it being over instead of lock your faith into the reality that God moves. When men think it's over, that's when God does his best work. That's when he brings glory to his name. I mean, think about it. I mean, he's running for his life. He's going from the cave of Adullam and all these different caves. He's running, and I mean, Saul's out looking for him. He's like, don't you have a job? Yes. What are you doing?
Yeah, right.
What are you doing dragging me down? You know, it's like, come on, I'm out here. Listen, I left. You know, don't just stay away. Mm-hmm. And he's out hunting them up. And no matter what happens, of course, you know, Saul's just bent on trying to destroy him. And God was really training David up. And you have to understand that. It's not over. God was in all that. Because God mm-hmm. sent that spirit on Saul to be able to work him up so that he will work David over. So David would not be another Saul, mm-hmm. because Saul had no process, and David had lots and lots of process.
Mm-hmm.
And process is important, because your gifting can take you places that your character can't keep
you.
That's
right.
And so here, it's got to be like it's over. It's totally over, and but it wasn't over. It was not over.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because all of a sudden, one day, out the middle of nowhere, while Saul was out trying to deal with his flesh, I mean, while Saul was out trying to deal with the Philistines, I mean, when you read about Philistines, you think about flesh. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got to be over. He's having this huge turmoil with his flesh, and it just won't stop. And it's, all of a sudden, he's just given over to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's given over to the Philistines, right? That's what happens. If you stay on that trail of destruction and follow the adversary's ways in darkness, there'll be a day like Samson that we won't come back from it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it becomes over, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so it looks like it's over. I mean, David's like in a whole other place now. He's totally okay with it. He has no more business cards to say. I will be the number two king.
Took the website down.
Oh my goodness.
Have y'all seen David?
Yeah, right. Can you imagine today he'd be Googled to death, right? I know he was here. I mean, you know, he killed his 10,000. Gotta be David out somewhere.
Took his collar off,
Dude, I mean, it's gotta be over when they're trying to force you to come against God's people, and you refuse to do it, and so you start foaming at the mouth and scratching on the gate, acting like you're crazy. David's sitting here going, you know, they're fixing it's got to be over when you're having to act crazy, right, just to stay mm-hmm. alive, or right. just to keep from being partnering with those who are trying to bring harm to God's people. Put it that way. And he just kind of, he's like foaming at the mouth, scratching the gate, and like it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's got to be over at that point, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. if you two would have been around at that point, you know what I'm saying? His whole manager, like, that was the gate drooling incident. Do you remember that?
Could you explain that?
Anyway, so with that, you know, understand, it looked like it was over, but all of a sudden, one day, the Philistine's wound saw, his flesh wounded him to the point when he tells his own armor bearer, the people that were around him, just kill me. Mm-hmm. Kill me. I don't want to fall into the hands of the Philistines. You know, take me out. And, I mean, David's probably thinking, it's over. I mean, it's got to be over.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, it's got to be over. And then all of a sudden, his armor bearers go, no, I'm not going to do it. And he falls on his own sword. He does himself in.
Mm-hmm.
And the people come to David and they say, listen, we were always for you.
All right.
We always knew you heard from the Lord. Right.
I got those newsletters. I read them. I didn't reply to them now. I didn't reply, but I got them. Right. I got them.
All of a sudden, you have like a lot of friending on your Facebook. Anyway, so then, you know, if he only had 300 friends, I guess, on his Facebook at that point. Anyway, so he was only one for, oh, that can mean. Anyway, so it looked like it was over. And so then they come to him and they say, listen, will you be our king? Will you be our king? Because, and so they came to him. I mean, it looked like it was over, but understand this. It's not over till God says it's over. Mm. You will have to walk through experiences in your life. You've got to taste the what it's like to feel like it's over so you can understand the only thing you've come to the end of is yourself.
That's right.
And that's okay. It's a good experience because that's when God steps in. When your back is against the Red Sea and you got Pharaoh's army coming against you and you're sandwiched between drowning and being massacred, all you can do is look up and just go, God. And that's what he wanted us to do. He always wants us to look up. Mm-hmm. And then that's when God does his best work. Listen, what they're telling us in America and what they're saying, that's all a strategy. It's all a point to see what is God's people going to do. Are they going to look up? Or are they going to try to work with Pharaoh's army? You know, are they going to turn to making bricks again and say, listen, we just got to turn to government? Or are we going to just go kill ourselves by drowning in the sea? Or are we just going to look up to God and say, God, here we are, you know, deliver us? And this is when our God delivers. He delivers at the point when you're sandwiched between inevitable destruction or massacre. I mean, that's where it is. And don't think it's over at that point, because what God did when Moses raised up his staff, as the Lord gave him a word, as he spent time with God, abiding, which we talk about all the time, God began to blow, and he blew so hard upon the Red Sea that it pushed the waters to the point that it split in two. The Red Sea split in two.
Right.
So think about it. They had the army of Pharaoh on one side going, we're going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to kill you. You killed my son. You did all this stuff to my business and my kingdom, and we're going to kill you. And all of a sudden, the Red Sea parts. But he blows so hard on the Red Sea that even the ground that's under the sea, you can imagine how soft and mushy and gushy and, you know, things are in the bottom of a sea, because it's been water forever, you know. But it dried the ground out. So God's people were able to walk over on dry ground.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. It ain't over until God says it's over. Now, listen, if you buy into what they're saying, it's over for you.
That's right.
But if you understand how God works, and as a matter of fact, so we made available to you on VFN TV, and you can get this whole revelation that it ain't over till God says it's over. It's not over till God says it's over. You can get it at VFNTV.com.
And we're just talking about how it ain't over till God says it's over. Listen, no matter what you're facing, when Adam and Eve, let me tell you something, when there was ever a thought to, when there was ever a time to think that it was over, when you hear footsteps of God coming in,
yeah,
and starting asking you some questions that you know he already knows the answer,
exactly,
it's time to go row. This would be over. Eve, it was nice knowing you for these 2 days that we've been live here. It was Earth. This was all good concept, you know, great. Mm-hmm. I think he's about to start over. I think it's over for us. I think he's about to start over. Think about it.
I mean, how depressing that. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, think about it. I mean, they knew this was the beginning, right? I mean, they could have been like, you know, he is God. He is so awesome. How did we blow this? I mean, can you imagine that conversation? How did we blow this? We were the first ones.
Yeah.
We heard him talk about this vision. We heard him describe everything that's going to happen.
Think about how long they had to live with that guilt. That's back when they lived 900 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Could you imagine?
No. Don't want to.
No. Don't want to go there. Thank God our lives have been shortened.
Yeah, absolutely. And that whole dialogue that went back and forth. He's coming. He knows it. He saw it. We enjoyed this awesomeness. And Adam was like, I was all alone, me and these animals. You know what I'm saying? He gave me you. Like, how did this happen to us? And that's how sometimes tragedies happen in our life. We go, how did this happen? God blessed us. God, how did this happen in our home? How did this happen in our marriage? How did this happen with our kids? How did this happen? How did this happen? How did this happen? I feel like someone's listening today, like you fell into some sin and you're saying, how did this happen? And you're thinking it's over. God's done with me. You know, it's over. Let me tell you something. It may be over with man. That's a whole different whole ball game. But it's never, ever, ever over with God. God is the God not only of second chances. He is the God of unlimited chances if we turn our hearts to him. Listen, the thing that you thought was going to take you out and destroy you may be the very best thing that ever could have happened in your life. Mm. Welcome that trial as a friend. Because if you allow it to, you can get bitter or you can get better. Mm-hmm. It's not just a difference of a couple of letters. It's a difference in your entire life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Listen, look to Jesus. He is a way maker where there is no way. And he can rescue you no matter where you are at. And he'll turn your mess and make it your message. And he'll take your sadness and turn it to joy. He is awesome. And don't ever forget it. The $50 Eye Guy, where they have everything from Rex to Specs. If you want to visit them today, they're right across from Home Depot in Pensacola. Visit a $50 Eye Guy today so you can see. AB Mobile Mechanics, fast, friendly, and fair. Everything from ACs to water pumps, on-site repair all over the Gulf Coast. Give them a call today. The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today. Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating. You'll be glad that you did. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Right, we have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.